Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
When you hit this moment, you know that it's all over. Mm-hmm. It's all over with. And I'm not referring to the start of this show. Like, when you hit this moment, it's all over with.
I'm about to say, what?
K92 Morning Thang, the beginning of the end, the worst part of the day. No. Monica, Zach, Antoine in the house. When you get to this moment, you know that it is all over. Antoine, you will not understand.
Okay.
Because you don't have children.
Oh, fair enough.
Monica, you will understand because it's your child. When they reach that moment where they know too much. Then it's all over with.
Oh, they know too much.
They know too much. They know too much. They learn things.
Yeah.
You love it when they're little kids and they're adorable, but they're too dumb to figure anything out. You can change the clocks in the house. They don't know any better.
No, but they hit that age.
Right. You can tell them the ice cream man only plays the music when he's out of ice cream. Mm-hmm. They don't know any better. But then they get
this
woke. Yeah, they get woke, and that's the worst.
Is it really possible to know too much? Because isn't the point of life to gain knowledge, to gain that common sense, book sense, all that.
Didn't I just tell you had no idea what you were
talking
about?
You're right. I'm supposed to sit back over here.
What are you talking about?
This is for the parents.
Yeah, exactly. No!
Because then you no longer can trick them. You can't do stuff. I mean, because they really do.
And then they start messing with your own business because your boy, what's he, ruining the televisions in the house? Is that what we're learning here?
Oh, well, yeah. Like Hendrix, he does know too much. I mean, kids now, they're young, but they know all about computers, laptops, your cell phones, all that stuff. They know everything.
I'm going to caution you before you keep talking.
Okay. What?
Stop sounding so old.
I sound old. I don't care. I don't care, though. Whatever.
Kids today.
Yeah, kids today. They know. I don't care.
In my day, we didn't have a television. We had a cardboard box, and we danced
Well, we kind of did. But Hendrix, he knows to take the fire stick and to change the language on the TV just to mess with everyone. Because I'm like, what is going on? This is in Spanish. Who did it? Yeah, who did this? And he was like, well, it wasn't me. She's preteen. Yeah, and then you have Hendrix is like smiling because he knows.
It was me.
Yeah. He'll go to Sissy's room, mess with their TV, mess with his own. Yeah.
He knows
too much, and it's funny to him.
Yeah. Oh, the language is a tough one. It's okay if something gets changed into Spanish or even French or something like
Japanese
that.
Japanese or something.
Yeah, see, because the letters are all the same. That's the problem. As soon as they flip something to Chinese, then it's like, I don't even know where home is to go back to the settings. I have no idea what's going on.
You did that, and I was like, all right, Daddy, this is you have to tackle this. Your son, it turns into your son just did this.
IT dad is the worst. It's the worst job on earth that no one applies for, but they end up having to have anyway.
You never sign up for that. You don't have to fill out application. You don't have to show your resume. It's just your job.
Antoine, and I can tell you too, as IT dad, despite trying really, really hard, you can't get fired from this job either.
You're stuck there. Now, what's worse, IT dad or IT child? IT son, IT daughter.
Like having to go to them?
Like having to go to like your mom or your aunts or your uncles or your dad's
house. That one. That's
set up this Netflix for me, baby.
I feel like that's IT dad 2.0.
Okay.
It's just a variation because you are still IT dad at your house, and then you become I guess it's IT kid, I suppose. But yeah, you're called into service for every elderly person, like Monica, who says, it's in Japanese.
Back in the day,
I don't know how to... Back in my day, we didn't even have Japanese as a language.
No.
They're both terrible.
Yeah, because I remember my mother called me to come back to chat. I'm like, babe, next time you in town, baby, if you can just set up the Netflix... I said, first off, it's just Netflix. Right. There's no the
Netflix.
In front. That's when you show your age.
Uh-huh.
The Netflix.
Yeah.
The anything.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then you get that. My mother has lived in Roanoke for 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
She still don't have internet.
There you go.
Still.
Why?
She mooches. She's got a tenant, and the tenant always goes and gets Wi-Fi, and she just mooches off the Wi-Fi. Why?
I just don't have time to call. Oh. I just, you know, to set it up would just be too hard.
Oh, so she was throwing a hint at you to
She is.
Okay.
And I'm telling IT dad is on strike, okay? I'm not doing it.
If you just come over here and set up the Google, If you can just set it to Google so I can search for Sunny.
Every time she asks me for some kind of gift for Christmas, it's technology related. Oh, I want this Bluetooth speaker. I refuse to get it for her.
I refuse.
Because I understand that's a service contract. That's what I have to get her is IT support for the rest of my life on that product. So I'm never going to do it.
That's true.
I did it one time. I got her a portable CD player. That's how long ago it was that she could put in her car.
Yeah.
And I had to hear about that thing for its entire existence because it was always, well, that CD player you gave me isn't working right now. I'm like, I don't own it. Like, it's I didn't produce it. I'm not Sony. Contact them.
No. Baby, just look at it for a second. I know you can figure it out.
I don't want to figure it. You figure it out. I'm sorry. Get out of here. All right. Scoobla on the way. Here's all the things that people are stupidly freaking out about with the coronavirus and buying all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some random items that people are causing a shortage on that I have no idea why, but they are. Diamond of the Day is next.
Oh, this guy, he just stole a couple things, but
you know. But he needed them.
Yeah, he needed them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Just a couple things.
Just a couple things.
What did he steal? Let's find out next. Hey! Man, you know, it's like you just steal a couple things. It's not like you steal everything.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
36-year-old guy in Wyoming. Yeah, he was shopping. He had a gift card, probably a birthday gift card. So he walks
from like three birthdays ago.
Yeah, that's how it goes, though. That's how it goes.
I'm trying to tell you it's expired. You're like, that's against the law.
That's what I heard, right? Well, he walks into this store and he said, okay, well, I'm going to use this gift card. I'm going to buy some items. But I'm also going to steal a couple. So he steals.
That's very straightforward.
You know, the balance ran out.
I'm buying some stuff.
Yeah, so he stole some ammo and sunglasses. Okay.
All right.
Well, a couple days go by. I guess he feels bad. He walks into the store to ask for an application for a job.
Going
to
work here.
Yes. So this dude walks in. And of course, they're looking for him because I'm like, he just stole ammo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what's going on?
And that's one we don't take lightly when you steal ammo.
You're on camera.
The sunglasses, you were straight. Yeah, okay. You were good with
those.
Yeah,
the sunglasses let him just, you know, that's not good.
Take those $4 sunglasses.
Ammo, we're not a fan of that.
What's going on, dude? But I guess he felt a little bit bad. He didn't return it.
No.
But he walked in to ask for an application.
Well,
he
just felt like, you know what? This is a nice place.
I'll work it off.
Nice establishment.
Yeah, I'll come in here. I'll work harder.
I can do security here because I know their flaws.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. He was going to come in and say, you know, I should really be in loss prevention because I've been stealing from this place for so long and y'all don't even know.
It's just like the bank robbers when they walk in and they say, okay, I'm here for money. No mask.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm going to hand you a note. The one guy that handed over a note, and he had his address on it and everything. He was just like, hey.
I think that was my favorite one where he said, you know, I got a gun. Give me some money. And he wrote it on the back of his light bill or something.
They said, yes, we'll give you money and we'll take this information.
Not a problem. Appreciate that. Is this your invoice? We'll go ahead and go with this one. Oh, these dumb criminals. Yeah. You know, they graduate from Harvard and then they go on to this.
I'm telling you.
It's crazy. Monica was telling stories to her poor little child yesterday.
Well.
You turd tosser. That's what you are, Monica.
Shame. Oh, I had to.
Monica Brooks, turd tosser.
Dirty.
If you missed it, she's a dirty turd tosser. And we'll explain. We'll explain tomorrow.
Turd tomorrow.
How about in five minutes? I don't know. It's coming up. There she is right over there to my right, turd tosser.
I had no choice.
You had no choice.
Well, I actually had a choice, but
you
definitely had
a choice.
You had a choice. You made a choice. You were presented two options without any pressure whatsoever.
You had to go.
Actually, she wasn't even presented the second option. The only thing was there was to leave the toy. Mm-hmm. As it was.
She actually created
a
choice.
She created the other choice.
I sure did.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So for you to say, I have no choice, it makes sense for you to say that because this whole thing is built on a pattern of lies.
I had to. I had to do what I had to do with it.
Your poor son. I mean, he's just trying to play with turds. Okay.
Yes, typical boy. He wants to play with.
It's a toy.
Yes.
And I guess it was sort of shaped like it was like the poop emoji.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You know, we got the poop hat here.
Yeah.
Poop emoji's hot. You watch the emoji movie. Patrick Stewart.
I've been wanting to Google this toy, but I don't want it in my Instagram and Facebook, so I refuse to Google it.
I know, because that's
what
happens.
That would be great.
I know, that's what's happened. Monica's ruined my computer.
Because if you go and you search for it, then every single ad everywhere you go is going to be for that. It's
like
going to be
tiny hand.
The fart cannon. It's going to be all those things. Yeah, the last time he looked at Monica's tiny hand, you were haunted by tiny
hands.
That
was hilarious.
Just kept getting them everywhere.
Yeah, so they little poops all over the place. Yep. We got this little turd, and he loves this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Squishy little sticky toy.
But it collects, you know, just dust and everything else.
I know these toys you're talking about. You rinse them off, you dry them off, and you hand them back to the kid.
I can't do all that.
No, why do that when, Antoine, you can just throw away his hopes and dreams and then lie to him to get what you want?
So Hendrix, he has this toy that he loves. It's like a sticky turd. It's like a turd.
A sticky turd.
Have you seen it? It's like a, it's not Play-Doh. It's just like slime. It's like a slime poop.
Okay.
And you can throw it to the wall. It sticks to the wall. It gets dirty. He picks hair off of the sticky thing.
Oh.
And so, you know what?
Pause.
I don't know.
Yeah. Go back to that.
Hair off of the sticky thing.
Oh. And so,
that's funny.
Sticky thing.
Oh.
And so, you know what? And so, I kind of, it just kind of fell into trash one day. But, you know, he just kind of fell into it. I don't know how. But anyway, he's been looking for this turd. And every time he asks me, I'm like, well, you got to clean your room.
Yes.
Clean your room. The turd has to be hidden in your room somewhere.
So you're
so
telling him.
So he's been cleaning his room.
Constantly.
Yes. And so his room
so
looks.
So you lied.
Yes.
You lied. Okay. All right. I have no rebuttal. She said yes.
Your next witness, sir.
Yes. All right. That's all my questions.
Yeah. You liar.
See, y'all said, ew. See, you know the turd's nasty.
But ew, go. That doesn't translate to throw it away and lie to him.
Oh, well, I
you
felt that.
Lying genius. How dare you? Again, the whole time I'm just trying to shame Monica. I'm thinking to myself, what of my children's could I throw away that I don't really care about that would cause them to constantly clean their room?
But you have to look for it.
Yeah. I don't know. My kids are determined.
The iPad.
Though. Oh, yeah.
Where's my iPad?
Okay. Well, let me rephrase that. With a retail value of $3 and under,
yeah.
Okay, what can I throw away that they'll be looking for? Oh. Right, I'm going to tell you, I'm torn because it's like, should I tell everyone these things so they don't go hoarding them? Or if I tell everyone these things, are they going to run out and try to buy these things? So maybe I shouldn't tell you anything.
Way. Well, no, I want to know what's being hoarded.
All right, fine. I'm going to tell you, but if you go out and you buy these things, I'm going to find you, and I'm going to steal them from you.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Dupla.
Ah, coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just going to be in the news every day for a while.
A while.
Yeah.
A good while.
Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens. And y'all like to freak out sometimes and go buy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it very random. I get it with the hand sanitizer and the and the wipes and things.
Uh-huh.
I would argue that why did none of us have this attention to cleanliness earlier until all of a sudden we all need wipes? Everyone was good before to handshake all day long.
Yep.
But now we're going to buy it all.
Yes.
All right. Fine. That one, I guess I at least understand where that one comes from.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's all these other things that the stores are running out of because people are going stupid in their heads. And y'all, you're being suckered. I'm telling you. Because this happens all the time, is we start hearing these stories. There's going to be a shortage of something. And it doesn't always have to be coronavirus.
Uh-huh.
I remember it was a couple Thanksgivings ago. They said, whoa, there's going to be a shortage of canned pumpkin. Canned pumpkin.
Yeah, I remember that.
What is that?
To make like pumpkin pie.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of thing where you think, you know what? I thought people just stopped buying canned pumpkin.
Yeah.
And I believe we were all victims of a marketing scam where they told us, oh, we're going to run out of canned pumpkin.
It, yeah.
Everybody hoarded canned pumpkin and we never ran out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were there just laughing it up. Sriracha. That was another one.
Yeah.
Remember
I do
that?
Remember that one.
Well, it's going to be a sriracha shortage. And I knew the fix was in, friends, because I went to the grocery store and the sriracha, the little space where it was supposed to be, said temporarily unavailable. But then right next to it was a much larger version of that same bottle. And there were like 20 of those.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, I see what this is.
You're gonna get
smart.
You just want me to buy the bigger one.
Uh-huh.
So now we're dumb. We're going nuts. Here's one you would never expect. Oat milk.
Oat
Everyone's
milk.
Hoarding oat milk.
They
oat
are?
Milk.
Oat milk.
Okay.
Because I guess for whatever reason, oat milk is one that's got a longer shelf stability than, say, regular milk.
Mm-hmm.
So people are hoarding the oat milk because they're assuming, well, I'm never going to be able to leave the house. So let me just buy this oat milk.
Yeah, this movie will last longer.
You know, I will say, surprisingly, oat milk, not that bad.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah. I've had it.
But
I'm about
it.
To say, do you have some right now?
I've tried some because I have an annoying friend who I love very much, but he can't have dairy because it just gives him a bellyache, a tummy ache, whatever you want to call it. So he has oat milk. And when I've been on vacation with
him,
I tried oat milk. It ain't that bad. And I don't like almond milk. Really, coconut milk, I'm not a fan
of
either.
I like almond.
But this one, the oat milk, is good. But don't go buying it just because. Buy it because I told you it was good. Don't buy it because of this. Here's another one you wouldn't expect. Condoms. And not for the reason you would expect either. People, I guess, in Australia are hoarding all of them because they're taking them and they're unwrapping them and they're putting them on their finger to use to push buttons on stuff because they can't find rubber gloves because we've already hoarded all of those.
I thought they were putting them like on doorknobs or something like that. Like every doorknob had a condom on it.
So that ridiculous, or as this quote says, beyond ridiculous is what they put in. And we're hoarding toilet paper now, too.
Oh, gosh.
Why are we hoarding toilet paper?
Because we just want to have the stuff, Antoine. We're taking everything.
I don't know why.
You know, this economics professor points out, and I think this is where it comes down to. He says, even if you're not freaked out about it, you worry that everybody else is. So then you go and you stockpile.
Mm.
And that, see, this is where I had the dilemma of even bringing this stuff up, because now someone's going to be like, well, I'm not a hoarder, but you know, Zach said people are hoarding toilet paper, so I got to go get some.
No.
That's going to happen.
Group think.
Maybe one or
group
two.
Mind.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, I blame the two of you because you told me to bring these things up.
Yeah, we want to hear it.
Well, I questioned
the toilet paper. You'll need oat milk, though.
No.
And here's my favorite freak out of the day. You can go to K92radio.com just to see. It's in our most viral section, which is on a Facebook page, too. This is now a thing in China, the long distance haircut.
What is that?
Talk me through this. I have an idea of what I think it
looks like. What is your idea of what it would be?
Like you're FaceTiming your barber, and they're kind of coaching you through cutting your own hair.
Ooh, interesting.
That's just stupid.
That is stupid.
No,
that's not that.
Is it more or less stupid than what you're about to say?
Oh, can I go with equally stupid?
Okay, fine. I like being on par
because I don't really know how to determine which one is stupider than the other one. Because this one, you are still going to the barber shop, and you are still getting your brush and your razor and your hair wash and all that stuff. But the barbers have these big, long poles, and everything is taped to the end of the poles, and that's how they're cutting and washing your hair with a stick.
Oh, no, that's more stupid.
And stuff, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well,
that's more stupid.
You think so?
It is.
That's way more stupid, because you ain't going to be able to get the lines
never,
and all that. Nah,
never.
That's way more stupid.
And
dangerous.
Yet neither is stupider than hoarding oat milk.
Oh, no.
All right, so enjoy your freak out day. Have fun with all of it. Oh, coming up in the trending, there are not one but two coronaviruses, but I'm going to explain to you how that's not bad news.
Oh.
Yeah. So there are two coronaviruses. Don't freak out. I'm going to tell you how it's not bad news, but that's coming up. Okay, so the breakdown, it's pretty close, actually. We're going on the text at 52353. Who do you think is going to win?
The backwards game on the K92 Morning Thing.
Antoine versus Monica in the game.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Antoine, very low on the confidence level right now.
Just, you know.
You never know with this game.
That's for certain. That is for certain.
There's plenty of people backing you, and some they're not even pulling any punches. But people say, Antoine for the pity win.
Yeah.
They're going right for it.
I'll take it. Sometimes sympathy, I'm okay for it.
Well, let's say good morning to your representative today. It is Brittany. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Now, Brittany says, Antoine is going to win. Believe in yourself.
Mm.
Thank you, Brittany.
Do you have any other inspirational words for Antoine?
He's going to kill it. He's got to be confident.
Boom. Okay.
Right, there we go.
That's all I needed.
Though she does say he has to be confident. And is he? That's the question. On Team Monica, we have Tabitha. What's up, Tabitha?
Hey.
Why do you think Monica's going to win?
Because she's a woman.
Okay. Well.
Oh, there we go.
I don't have much of a rebuttal for that.
Are you from Bedford?
I'm from Covington.
Oh, okay, Covington. Okay. Because as I know another Tabitha that bit me
Tabitha.
Back in the day, and we were still
Tabitha
friends
bit
then.
You.
That
yeah.
bit.
Yes,
that
I was bit like, her. Oh, this is just Tabitha from Bedford.
Tabitha, have you ever bitten Monica?
No.
Okay. Okay, see, but that's all right.
It's okay. I'll still win for you, even though you haven't bitten me.
You're still allowed to play, whether you've bitten me or not. Interesting. Okay.
That's so weird.
So Tabitha, the non-biting Tabitha, will be teamed up with Monica, and then Brittany says, believe in yourself, Antoine.
Tabitha in Bedford is listening right now, I did bite
Tabitha
her.
Tabitha knows, because I did block her, and she bit my arm.
And every other Tabitha's like, I don't know what the hell's going on here. You know what? I believe it's pretty close on the text. I'm going to go, Antoine, you're going to go first in the game today. Monica, you will go second.
Right.
We've got some coronavirus in here. Round three, I'm very excited about, especially to make Antoine say it.
Oh, boy.
Good or bad, it's going to be fun. And I think it's going to be fun either way with both of y'all. So backwards game, three different rounds. And, of course, you know, round two is always fixed because we just want to make it to round three in the game. Antoine, you will hear the phrase two times. Here it is, forward.
Sir Alvin.
That's not it, forward. That's backwards. I have. You know what? Hang on. I got to. This will be, because this is live radio, please allow me to reverse this again, because I have screwed it up. Okay, here it is.
Coronavirus.
Coronavirus.
Oh, there's so many, like, consonants.
Yeah, that's just been the thing lately. So you'll hear it two times backwards. Here's time one.
Sir Alvin Orica.
Okay. Time two.
Sir Alvin Orica.
Sir Irvin Ira.
Okay, Brittany, I might want to check in and see if she wants to change her vote. I don't know. Okay.
All right.
There's Antoine's.
Mm-hmm.
Coronavirus. Monica now hears it two times backwards, and this is time one.
Sir Alvin Orica.
Get that little breathiness in there, too. Here we go.
Sir Alvin Orica.
Sir Vanavara.
Ooh, worse. I don't know.
Oh, crap.
And I while, like that and one while Zach's figuring that out, there's a text in the 52353 that says, I never bit Monica.
Oh, okay.
So
oh,
this Tabitha says she never bit you.
Is that a Tabitha from Bedford?
and then they said, call me. I'd love to discuss this.
Okay, well, maybe we need to talk, Tab.
We might need to call this Tabitha to figure out what's going on. We'll do the game first.
We both got in trouble. We remember that.
But then we're going to get down to Bite Gate. And will all Tabithas be exonerated here on the thing? That's later. Now, okay. coronavirus.
There's Irvin Ira.
Let's take Antoine's. Let's flip it around. Coronavirus.
Ronavirus.
Rhinovirtrous.
Rhinovirtrous.
Rhinoceros.
Rhinovirtrous.
Okay. Well, you got the
I got
that. So there's at least that. Here's Monica's.
Servanovara.
She's just kind of mush mouthing her way through the whole thing. We reverse it around. Coronavirus.
Rhinovirus. Ooh.
This is close.
Don't you get excited over there?
Let me see.
Rhinovirus.
Rhinovirus.
They're both equally bad. I'm going to go point Monica.
Oh, right.
You're going to win round two anyway,
yeah,
so who cares?
I know, but I want 1 in 3. I want 1 in 3.
All right, well, you're not going to get that. So it's a point from Monica.
Okay.
And all Tabithas out
Tabitha.
There.
Mm-hmm.
Tabitha the biter.
Biters and non-biters.
Okay. Round two. This might be the new pickup line as you're heading out dating in the world today. Forwards, it's,
hey, you got germs.
Oh,
hey, you got germs? Want to know? Monica's going to hear it two times.
Okay.
Here's time one.
Smurge. Yeah.
Okay. One more time as I get my file ready. Here we go.
Smurge. Yeah.
Smurge. Happy. Yeah.
Not bad. Not bad at all. You're in trouble, though, because Antoine's going to win this round.
I know it.
But we'll see what happens. Hopefully he can win it on his own merits, because
that's what I want.
He's a sad little boy when he's not. So, hey, you got germs? What's that sound like in the other direction?
Smurge. Yeah.
One more time.
Smurge. Yeah.
Smurge. Yep.
Okay. Got a little bit of the Swedish Chef from the Muppets. Okay. Hey, you got germs? Here's Monica.
Smurge. Happy. Yeah.
Let's flip it around and see what we got. Here we go.
Hey, you got germs.
You got germs?
Not bad.
Hey, you got germs.
She's putting her southern drawl in there. Hey,
you got germs?
Yes. All right, Antoine.
Spurs, how's it? Yep.
Bork, bork. Let's reverse it and see what we get. Hey, you got germs?
Hey, you got germs.
Germs. Look at that.
Arm, matey. You got germs.
Hey, here's our germs.
You know what? On your own merit, I'm
getting I had that hard G in there.
You did. You got germs, baby.
Germs.
So we are all tied up. Everybody has earned that victory. And all I am done talking about the coronavirus for right now because I don't feel like it anymore.
Okay.
But here's something that I can't wait to listen to Antoine say. Are you ready? Here it is forward.
Taco Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh,
I'd rather say coronavirus.
Antoine's not a fan of tacos and Taco Tuesday. But you gotta give it that
I'm gonna give it to you.
Fire.
I'm gonna give it to you.
Everybody knows that it all matters when it comes down to this. What's it sound like backwards?
Jesus.
All right, here we go.
Jesus.
All right. You got a little loogie in your mouth there at the end. But that's fine. Taco Tuesday. And he stood way back from the microphone. I think they give himself.
Oh, it's on and popping now.
It is. The trying big to, old deal. Uh-oh. Taco Tuesday. Uh-oh. What's that sound like backwards, Monica? Here you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Time two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zude. Ah.
A D yeah. came from.
I know where the D in know. There. I don't know where the D came know. From, but the D was in there.
Yeah.
All right. Antoine. Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, you yeah, you
what?
That's good.
Lean back all echoey and everything. What does it sound like in the other direction? I don't even care, but I'm excited for it. Here we go. Looking for Taco Tuesday. Again, did you spit in your own taco?
I don't think so.
He doesn't do that.
That's how I feel about tacos. That's what I feel.
Let's try it again.
It was like a hawk and then a Tuesday. There was a Tuesday, though.
There was a Tuesday.
The Tuesday was good.
Yeah. Give me the Iron Sheik hawk over there. Yeah. All right, let me listen to that one more time. Throw it up in his
it's
mouth.
Not like you just inserted something in there.
I know. Yeah,
it's like you made me eat a taco.
I did. All right, Monica, what you got?
Yeah, Zoodad. Ah.
Zoodad.
Oh, man, I don't know if that D is going to ruin her. Let's see what happens. Looking for Taco Tuesday.
Hot head Tuesday.
One more time.
Tuesday.
Hot head Tuesday.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner. And new champion!
Yes!
What?
Yes! Yes, I got that.
Taco Tuesday. Okay. Very all close. Right.
Yeah, all shout right. out to you, Brittany. It was because Brittany gave me that Disney movie pep talk.
Let's see.
That's
Brittany,
what it was.
It was
what?
All thanks to you and your pep talk.
She said, okay.
She's like, all right, good. I'm done
motivating.
She's
still praying now. She said, oh, he won? Yeah, okay.
I mean, really, so, that's a lie. Antoine, it's all thanks to you hocking a loogie and a taco. That's really all it is. That's all
see,
we care about.
You're going
to
see Mick Foley's Nice Day Tour. That's Tuesday at the Roanoke City Market Building.
Hot head Tuesday.
Yay! Taco Tuesday.
It's on Taco Tuesday. Yep. All right. Let's get to the bottom of this information here. Breaking news.
Oh, boy.
Monica Brooks claims she was bitten by a Tabitha.
A Tabitha. Mm-hmm. Every time I hear the name Tabitha, I think about Tabitha.
We have that very Tabitha.
The Tabitha.
This
the
is
Tabitha.
Crazy.
is this the Tabitha?
It is the Tabitha.
Okay. The Tabitha.
All right.
Who Monica Brooks claims bitter back in the day.
Uh-huh.
And so I think how do we get to the bottom of this?
I think we hear Monica's side first.
Okay.
And then
you know what, Antoine? Congratulations. You have been promoted to attorney of the show.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. So uh-huh. you're our representative here. You may okay. ask the questions.
Briefcase.
you get your little briefcase out. Monica Brooks, please explain Bitegate.
Okay, so this I do believe, as I recall, was third grade. Possibly Miss Maxie's class or Miss Flood's class. At that time, she was Miss Montgomery.
She's already just throwing names out there.
Yes.
Random.
This was at Body Camp Elementary.
Okay.
And I was outside on the playground, new equipment. And we were standing on a step that led to the sliding board. Yes, I said sliding board.
The sliding board.
Mm-hmm.
Tabitha, do you corroborate the use of the term sliding board?
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yes, I do.
Right. That's what they call it in Bedford, y'all. Oh, my God.
Right.
It's the only place on earth where they call a sliding board.
I will admit to this.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I was blocking Tabitha from using that said sliding board.
Okay.
You were blocking her from using
the
slide. Okay.
Uh-huh. That's when she leaned in and she bit my arm.
All right. And that's where you stop.
Uh-huh. She
and I screamed out in pain.
Okay, you did.
Uh-huh. Then the teacher.
What did that scream sound like? Okay, good.
Yes. Nice. I had to alert the staff and the teachers that I've been bitten.
Okay.
And all rabies right. was popular at that time, too, you know, so it wasn't a fox.
And just for the sake of understanding, you were blocking her.
I did block her.
From using the slide.
I will own that. I did.
Excuse okay. me, Antoine,
the sliding
the judge,
board.
The sliding board.
The sliding board. Right the now. Sliding board.
Okay. Antoine, back to you, your witness.
All right. Tabitha.
Yes.
Do you corroborate everything that Monica said leading up to the alleged bite?
I'm going to be quite honest with you. I don't remember any of that.
Ooh.
Yeah. But my thoughts is, and I've always said this, if you don't have video, recording, photos, anything like that, and I don't remember it didn't happen. There was a lot of little blonde-headed kids running around there in third grade. It
okay.
could have been anybody.
Now, Monica,
uh-huh.
is there a chance that you have misidentified the blonde-headed child that sunk their teeth into your arm.
No, not at all. I remember the pain and looking at Tabitha, and she had hate in her eyes.
She had hate in her eyes.
Like, you get out of my way. I'm gonna smack you. I'm gonna punch you. I'm gonna bite you. And she bit me.
Tabitha have any sort of unique teeth? Like, does she have fangs, for example?
Is my left arm bite mark still there?
Uh huh. Oh, the bite mark is still there.
It's still there. That right there is not a mole. That's a tooth mark. It just turned black.
Okay, I don't see a damn thing.
All right, Tabitha, is there, knowing you knew yourself at that age, is there any chance that you would have been so upset that you would have bitten Monica?
Or hungry.
I will say that back then I was a feisty child, and I wouldn't deny that if somebody's tried to stop me from doing something I wanted to do, that I might bite them.
Oh,
all right. Well, I think this is very clear then.
It is very clear.
Well, Monica says she was bitten by Tabitha. Tabitha
says,
but
you caught me on the counter. It wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower. I won't deny it, but you can't prove it.
She has no proof that it didn't happen.
No proof.
And it was Mr. Dillard that came running over.
Okay.
Everything okay?
Yep. Yeah. I remember Mr. Dillard.
Uh-huh.
I have no further questions.
Okay. All right. Antoine, what do you say?
I'm going to have to go with Monica on this one. Tabitha has admitted to a behavior of biting and being feisty when not getting her way.
Also true. Uh-huh.
She has admitted to going out of her way to get the things that she desires.
Uh-huh. Right. She admits to the love of the sliding board.
Yes.
She has admitted to the love of the sliding board. She has not denied that she bit Monica. She just said there's no proof that she bit her.
How about that?
Okay. And the rebuttal argument again. Saw me on the counter. Wasn't me. Saw me banging on the sofa. Wasn't me. I even had her in the shower. Wasn't me. She even caught me on camera. All right. As the judge, I'm going to have to weigh in and say the verdict. I mean, I don't know. I don't have proof. I'm going with Tabitha on this one. Because
what?
Forensic evidence.
That is correct.
No. Monica's mouth.
My mouth has dropped open. I can't believe it.
All I have is Monica's word, which I often doubt. So I'm not sure.
All the evidence, everything that's been said. Okay.
Right.
Oh.
Look, let's be honest. Really what it is, this chick bit you. Okay? There is no doubt about it. I believe it. But I ain't got no proof of it.
I don't know.
This is what happens when you call a sliding board.
I guess that's true, too.
Yeah. Oh, no still doubt. Love you, Tab.
Tabitha, we love you. Even though you bit Monica, okay?
Yes, no doubt.
Yep. Have a lovely day. And plus, you know, listeners, they kind of, you know, they butter our corn around here.
They're important.
I want more corn. So yeah. Congratulations to, I don't even know, but I believe we've gotten to the bottom of something here on the thing. We'll get into the trending next. We got a brand new birthday scam, too. This chick, I make her think she's going to be on the next season of The Bachelor because she did apply.
Oh.
So we'll get into that. Got to play one song first, and it only seems fitting. Let's just play this one.
Oh, man.
Didn't work for Shaggy. Didn't work for Tabitha. The Netflix documentary, The Bedford Biter, will be out in 2022.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and get our film crew together. Be on the lookout for the sliding board. Here's the sliding board. I'll be the reporter. That'll be me. I'll recreate.
Yeah. That would be funny.
We staying here by that sliding board. No. Monica Q. Brooks has announced that Tabitha done bitter. Tabitha said, wasn't me. What say you?
We have serious voice. You got to have, hello.
Yeah.
We're here at the sliding board. The
sliding
board.
No. Antoine can have the serious portion. He's going to play Mr. Dillard in the dramatic recreation. Yes. You'll because you have very teacher-like qualities to you.
I saw it happening, so I had to run over to protect the youth of America.
So as we continue our casting calls, if you are listening right now and you have a hungry, naughty little child, go ahead. They could audition for the part of the biter, the Bedford biter here on The Thing. Okay, brand new birthday scam on the way. I convinced this chick that she's going to be on the next season of The Bachelor. She just has to tell a bunch of lies, and kill a guy. So that's on the way. Murder on The Bachelor. But now, not one, but two coronavirus instances.
The K92 Morning Thing, trending top three. Number three,
before we get into that, is Monica, I think you're gonna have to come around that this new Batman movie is going to be quite possibly one of the best ones.
Well, I hope so. I hope that it's good.
What? I don't think you do.
But I think, all right, let me go beyond
Why
that.
Why do you say that, though?
It's going to be good, but I think it's going to be your favorite Batman movie of all time. Mm. Yes. And that's really where your feels change because you did not...
Robert Pattinson, I just didn't see him as, I don't see him as Batman.
But you saw a picture of him.
There's some pictures that leaked out, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
He has the chiseled face and all that.
Well, now they're leaking out some additional pictures of the Batmobile yesterday.
Yes.
This thing looks pretty sleek, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a muscle car.
That's a good looking car. The Batmobile got a little wonky there for a while. So it looked all bubbles and weird and kind of goofy.
And I think this is going to be like before he gets like all of his gadgets and all of that. Mm-hmm. So just got him a nice little.
He's just going to make this in his own garage is what it is.
Yeah.
So this one, it's a little bit different too, because the director describes the film as defining and very personal story about the Dark Knight rather than an origin story. So, and this is kind of going back in time when Batman sort of initially is becoming Batman.
Yeah.
Is that the whole deal?
Yeah. Early on into his Bat career.
Antoine is my official nerd check when I need to.
Nerd alert.
Antoine Nerd, do you know, and I say that with love, when this movie's coming out? Is it this year, next year?
Next year.
Next year.
Next year.
Okay.
Yes.
I think it's going to be one of the best ones. And not only that,
I hope so.
I think you are going to like it more than any other Batman movie.
Okay. All right. You don't believe me, Robert Pattinson.
Two for two right now, Pattinson. So we'll see.
Number two.
I can't believe I had to do this yesterday. Actually, I can. But it's just, I can't believe I have reached this point in my parenting life where I have to sit down with one of my kids and make sure they're not doing any of the stupid challenges that are on TikTok or YouTube that'll get you
killed. What's the new challenge? I could do
the Skullbreaker one. Have you heard this one?
Is that the one with the watermelon?
The Skullbreaker? No, this is one where they kick the legs out.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. I've seen that one, too.
And I bring it up because this kid's going to the hospital for this thing where they're jumping up in the air and two of their friends are kicking their legs out from under them. So you fall on the ground, you hit your head on the ground, you get a concussion, you get a seizure, you get all these things.
Ew.
And as an adult, you listen, you think, yeah, that makes sense. No one should do that. But people are doing it.
People like it. People
or TikTok.
People share it.
Yeah. TikTok. It's not just TikTok. YouTube. There's a YouTuber that ruined his entire neighborhood's plumbing, by the way.
Doing what?
Well, I thought it would be funny. This is in France. And he filled a whole bathtub with Orbeez. Anyone know what Orbeez are?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So it's these little beads and they soak up water.
Oh.
So you put them in water and they get all big. So he thought it would be fun to put them all in the bathtub. And look at me. Yeah. I'm in the bathtub. And then idiot thinks, okay, when I'm done, well, let me just drain the bath.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. So the Orbeez got in the plumbing, flooded his sink, flooded his toilet, flooded the entire neighborhood, got into the sewage system. Yeah, exactly. Mm. So it really is. You got to sit down and say, hey.
Is it worth the views, the clicks, the likes?
I've actually, with my daughter, because she's relatively responsible, but I felt like I had to say, before you do any kind of challenge, just check with me. That's it. Yeah. That's all I'm asking. I don't care what it is, TikTok. And you think it's not a big deal? TikTok.
I know Ava asked me about TikTok yesterday. She's like, can I get TikTok? So I'll think about it.
My kid's got like 2,000 followers. Oh, she's bigger on TikTok than I am. What the heck's going on? But whatever you do, don't call it the TikTok. Or TikTok, which is another one. Okay.
Number one.
So it's going to sound like bad news when I say scientists have discovered there's actually two coronaviruses.
Okay.
But it's not bad news because what they have determined is they think there's a second version of the coronavirus that's not as bad as the initial one. So it's 30% of the cases, they say it's a much less aggressive variety.
Mm-hmm.
70% is the one that people have been freaking out on. However, here's what the news says here. And these are scientists in China. They are saying the most aggressive type, the 70%, has primarily happened at the origin point, Wuhan, that area. And the frequency of that stronger one has gone down since January.
Okay.
So the bad one's going down.
Okay, well, that's good.
And the not as bad one is floating around and everything. But and I don't know, maybe it's the not as bad one is a little bit easier to get, maybe.
Yeah.
So, you know, kind of circulars, but it's not as bad. But there is at least that. If you do want to freak out about anything, this might, not yet, but might affect the production of Baby Yoda toys.
Oh, no.
We've waited all this time for Baby Yoda.
We've been waiting for this.
Yeah, because, you know, we make a lot of things in China.
Yes.
And then we send them over here.
Send them over.
And the Baby Yoda toys, which were supposed to finally hit stores later this year, haven't been disturbed yet. But the toy people are saying, if this thing don't clear up in the next couple months, Christmas is going to be interesting for a lot of toys.
Oh.
So be prepared for that.
Send that stuff over.
That's okay. You know what? We'll get every kid can just get a stick. I think that's fine.
Mm-hmm. A pencil.
Yeah, sticks.
A pencil.
All right. Well, let's not ruin them.
My gosh.
Let's not do something ridiculous. I mean, that's like cold. That's like
a
pencil in their stocking. That's just sad. Brand new birthday scam is next. Murder on The Bachelor. This is a chick. She has applied to be on The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm calling to let her know she's a finalist. She's only got to do a few things. Just, I mean, one murder. I don't think that's too much to ask. You want to be on The Bachelor or not? How dedicated are you? We'll get into that next.
She was bitten as a child, and I believe it shaped her an entire existence. That's Monica Brooks. Yep. And that existence will come to pass in the Craigslist Price is Right in a few minutes. Mm-hmm. As Monica hosts, what's she looking for on the interwebs? Now, brand new birthday scam.
K92. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. Oh, this girl. I love when there's a perfect setup like this one. Zach, I would love it if you could do a birthday scam on my best friend, Amy. I should point out her name is spelled A-I-M-E-E, and that does matter in the birthday scam.
Yeah, it does.
The setup is perfect. She's obsessed with The Bachelor and recently sent in a video audition to be a contestant on the show. I'll let you handle it from here, LOL. That's from Christina. Christina, thank you very much. I'm calling from The Bachelor. Congratulations. You're going to be on the show. Murder on The Bachelor, the birthday scam.
Hello?
Hello, hello, hello. Looking for Amy.
This is Amy.
Amy, today is the day everything changes.
Who is this?
Amy, this is Nigel Tufnell calling. I'm the director of talent acquisitions for The Bachelor, and your application has just come across my desk.
Oh, my God. You're kidding, right? Are you serious?
No, I'm joking. This is some sort of stupid prank phone call. Of course I'm serious. But, I mean, I could just hang up and move on to the next contestant if you're not interested. Is that what you
want? No, I'm definitely interested.
Okay, I thought so. Fantastic. So, we received your application, and you are a finalist to be one of the ladies on our next season of The Bachelor.
Oh my gosh, this is so amazing.
I know, I am amazing. Anyway, Amy, we're going to go ahead and have you on a flight out to Hollywood, California later this week to meet with the entire team.
You have no idea how excited I am for this.
Oh, I think I can tell. Anyway, Amy, I just need to go over a couple things before you get here, okay?
Okay.
First off, your new name will be Candace with a K.
What do you mean, new name?
I mean, when you're on the show, you will be Candace with a K.
But my name is Amy.
Well, sure. But on the show, you will be Candace with a K.
You change people's names?
Well, I mean, not all the time, but we focus group everybody's names before we place them on the show. And your Amy is A-I-M-E-E, correct?
Correct.
Yes. Well, focus group hated it. They like Candace with a K, especially because we have a Candace with a C, and you guys are going to hate each other.
What do you mean we're going to hate each other?
Oh, it's going to be one of the most memorable story arcs of your season. People will be talking about it for years when you spit on her.
When I what?
I mean, it won't be a full-on anything like that. You'll just be yelling at her, and this giant spittle will fly off your mouth and hit her in the face, and it will be amazing television, Amy.
Oh, okay. Look, I'm really kind of confused. I just want to be on The Bachelor because I want to find...
Oh, God, stop it. Don't tell me you're going to say true love.
Well, actually, yeah.
Amy. Or should I say Candace with a K. This is television. This is not about love. It's about ratings and sponsorships.
Well, I'm not sure I'm comfortable with all of that.
And the $500,000 we will pay you to be the character Candace with a K.
$500,000?
Oh, now we're feeling awfully Candace-y, aren't we?
Oh, my God. I had no idea.
Yes. One final thing, though.
Okay.
And this is going to be amazing. People will talk about this forever. In episode 4, you are going to sit down with the Bachelor and talk to him about your career as a doctor.
I'm a doctor?
Well, not a full-on doctor. You're still finishing up medical school and whatever. Anyway, you're going to have a heart-to-heart with him where you tell him all about the guy you killed.
The what?
The guy you killed. You were doing your residency. You were hungover. You gave him too many meds. Oh, it's going to be amazing, Amy.
I'm sorry, but I can't pretend to kill somebody.
Oh, don't worry. It will be totally fine. The Bachelor will forgive you because the guy was all old and ugly anyway. It's not like you killed anybody important. Plus, you're super hot, so no one will care. It will really connect the two of you for the entire season.
Yes.
Oh, my God. People are going to see this. Isn't that a crime? I mean, I just don't think I can do that.
Oh, come on, Candace with a K. You just have to kill one old man.
I'm not doing that. I can't.
Okay, good, because there's no death needed in the birthday scam. Because that's what you're on. Hi! Zach from K92.
What?
Hi, you're on K92 right now. We have no connection or affiliation with The Bachelor, nor murder. But you are on the radio. So happy birthday!
Oh, my God.
K92. Scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang. Birthday scam.
Time to play the Craigslist Price is Right.
All right.
As hosted by the Queen.
Are y'all ready for these items, these local items that anyone listening?
I am never fully ready.
I'm
for
never
this
ready.
Jelly. Yeah, it's just, I just, it's sort of like becoming a parent.
You're never ready.
You're never ready. There's never a good time.
But it's
here
always
it is.
Fun.
But
it
it's written on the calendar and you have to do it. And in the end, you go, well, that was worth it.
Yes.
That's
it's
how this
all
works.
Worth it.
Antoine, I will say this. The texts are overwhelmingly in my favor.
Yes, they are.
They
I
think
got a
I'm
few sprinkled in.
You. Yeah, you do.
Well, you know, I think what they figure is, well, if Antoine does manage to beat Zach, I'll be one of the few people that picked him.
Yeah.
So I stand a good chance to win the game. Let's go ahead and get into it here.
Y'all ready?
It's best of three. Monica goes trolling the web to find stuff.
Okay. I mean, I'm surprised y'all don't see the deer mount.
Well, the deer
that's
mount.
On Craigslist. Okay, okay. So this deer mount is a buck that was taken in 02.
Okay.
With a massive rut neck.
Okay, a massive rut
neck. I don't know what
neck.
That means
what
to anybody.
What does rut neck mean?
Ooh.
Rut neck.
Do we want a rut neck, Antoine?
I don't know.
Is ready
that doesn't
for
sound
your
good.
Man cave, cabin, restaurant. Or just to make up for the season you wanted.
People
but didn't
always
have.
They wanted a rut rough neck, neck back yeah. in the day, but
yeah.
you
want
a rut neck.
Rut neck.
Yeah, trades considered.
Hmm.
Price reduced.
Trades. Oh, and the price is reduced.
Uh huh.
If all you right. trade or just in general.
Trades I considered. I don't know.
So this 2002.
In Roanoke.
So we have about an 18-year-old deer head here.
Does oh, it has it, a name. Thunder.
Thunder.
You said it said 2002?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Does Thunder look dusty at all? Or
he
dingy?
Doesn't look. No, he looks good.
Is there a nameplate that says Thunder
nope,
underneath it?
But you can add it if you want.
Well, I'm sure you can.
Space. All right.
But that, see, that ups my price if it says Thunder.
Uh-huh. Thunder right. rolls.
This is good enough for a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It got big horns?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big ol' antlers.
Big ol' antlers.
It's also good enough for a man cave.
Yes. All right. Restaurant.
All right.
Uh-huh.
What is one charge?
I have no
for any
how much for this buck?
I okay. wouldn't pick me in this game either.
Okay. I've picked me and I'm
all right,
locked in with
so
my breath.
You're locked in, Zach. Yeah. What do you have?
I'm going with a whole lot of ones here. $111.11.
Look at you.
Okay.
Roll.
I don't feel as bad about mine now. I went with $103.05.
Oh!
Okay.
Okay. Well, for this this buck. Thunder, it's $200.
Ah, correct. Yeah. Yes. But, I gotcha.
But I was still close
you
to
were.
Yours. And that's really what my bar is right now.
But I edged you out on the bid. I really cut you off because it was going to have to be under $100, which I did not think was going to happen. So I win the deer head.
All right. So
round one.
Yes. Round two. This next item is at the lake. It's a like new hard hat.
Hard hat.
Which lake?
Smith Mountain Lake.
Okay.
Antoine.
The lake.
And this and whoever is selling this hard hat says call only, will ignore emails and texts.
Oh, they will. Okay.
Yes. Let's meet someplace convenient for you to pick up this hard hat.
A
like
single
yep.
hard hat. Just one hard
just
hat.
One hard hat.
Is it yellow?
It's yellow.
Yellow hard
uh-huh.
hat. Why would they be so difficult about texting? Why do you want to talk
call
on the phone
only.
With somebody?
We'll ignore emails, just so
we'll
you know.
Ignore.
Yeah,
we'll
that's
ignore
the weird
you.
Thing. I take thanks. Emails.
Emails and texts.
Don't call me.
Man. This guy's testy.
Uh-huh.
Cranky. Probably demanding. Probably asking too much. No, this feels like a guy.
Oh, that's,
I don't know.
Meet some place convenient to you.
A
pickup.
Woman would never tell you she's going to ignore you. She just would. Okay?
Isn't that the truth?
Oh, someone texted in about rut neck and what okay. that means.
What does a rut neck mean?
Oh, he was in heat.
He was in heat.
Yeah. Oh, he was
he
feeling
was in heat.
It.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well,
so that was
know.
A horny deer.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I probably would have upped my bid.
Yeah, I know. I thought
okay,
about that.
Well,
all right, I'm locked.
You something
I'm locked.
You're locked.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, Antoine, what do you feel?
All right, wait, sorry. Let me just write mine down.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Single hard hat.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say $10.17.
Okay.
All right.
You know what, and Antoine, I think that's reasonable, but I've decided that this person is unreasonable. So I'm going with $47.02.
Let me tell
good
you,
gosh.
If you are paying
they're
almost.
Save you from all kinds of boulders.
Exactly.
I
all
think
right.
they're asking for too much money because they're a pain in the
butt. Road runner better
I
warn
say
it.
Good gosh because Antoine is correct, though.
Oh,
it's
he is. Okay.
$10.
And it's right. Oh, wow.
$10.
Thank you.
Yes.
Boom.
Correct. You get to reach into Monica's pocket and pull out some extra prizes.
No, because there's going to be like an anvil or something in there.
Also true.
Okay.
Final
third
round.
Third and final round. Okay, this is an outdoor jacuzzi tub.
Okay.
A jacuzzi tub.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to a jacuzzi shower, which would be more.
Can you imagine all the bubbles come out that shower?
Used outdoor jacuzzi tub. Motor not included.
You don't get the motor?
No.
So I got to put kids in there with a straw so they can blow bubbles?
Right.
That's what I do.
You know what you got to do back in the day? You got to just eat a bunch of chili. That's all it is. Okay, so really you're just selling me a large bucket.
That's really what it is. Okay. It's a giant bowl.
Outdoor used jacuzzi tub. Ugh,
and I bet it was used. What town?
It took the motor.
Roanoke.
Roanoke.
This is a local tub.
A local tub.
Local tub. I think I've seen this deck before.
Oh, God.
All right. Motor not included.
What do you pay for a hot tub without the motor?
I mean, you'll have to pay a lot of money for a motor. Again, you're buying a big bucket. So how much for it? This glorified kiddie pool. I wouldn't pay a dollar for this stupid thing.
How much for it?
You know what? I bet they're being dumb, too. All right.
Used.
It better be if they took the motor. They brought it brand new. Said, I'm going to take this from the lawnmower.
This is a
jacuzzi tub and
road. My lawnmower going to be blowing bubbles all over the place.
They're listening right now, driving down the road. Oh, they're talking about my tub.
Well, put the motor back in.
All right, I'm locked.
I'm locked.
Okay, Zach, where are you going?
They're asking a stupid amount of $260.01. Again, my return price would be 1 cent. In case you're, and you have to deliver it to me.
Oh. All right, I'm going with $152.18.
Isn't that something?
Oh, God.
Isn't it something?
It's going to be super high. I've already
lost. Because it's free, damn it. Oh! Yeah, that's why you win.
Yes. Yes.
You won it.
Believe in me because I don't believe in myself.
Should have known.
Outdoor jacuzzi tub. You said I wouldn't pay $1 for it. You're right.
You
didn't go with your gut. You didn't go with
it. I should have said 1 cent.
Yeah, it's free.
I would have won the game. Uh-huh.
Yes.
All right, let's see. Who actually had faith in Antoine? Let's go ahead and say congratulations to Amanda and Sarah.
Hey, Amanda. Amanda.
Yeah. She said, Antoine's got this.
Yep. Shout out to you, Amanda.
You got it.
Courtesy of this stupid bucket.
My goodness. Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
Free bowls.
Free bowls. Brand new birthday scam on the way. Murder on The Bachelor. Also, whiny little parents saying this is too stressful and blow your mind. I don't agree with them. Now,
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Did you see Katy Perry?
She dropped
a new music video last night.
Did she?
Yes, her song Never Worn White. And she revealed she's pregnant.
Oh,
yeah,
congratulations, Katie, who spells your name complicated.
I didn't know they call her fans Katie Cats.
All
the Katie Cats are excited.
I was unaware of that.
I don't think they do. Maybe she does.
In the music video, she kind of looks like Beyonce. You know when Beyonce had that floral thing going on for the twins?
Oh,
she did that whole get up for
the
her
thing
video.
That was like super tacky, but we weren't allowed to say that because it was Beyonce. And you have to say, oh my God, it's so beautiful. Oh my God. And it looked like
I see it now.
Old portraits back in the day where they put like the lasers behind you.
Yeah, she did that. So,
yeah.
Good for her, though. She's happy.
Yeah, I'm happy for her. I gave up on Katy Perry. Orlando Bloom.
Yes, oh, Orlando. Right.
Yeah,
you don't remember the pictures
Orlando
on the beach?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Uh-huh. Pictures on the beach because they like to travel to the nudist beach.
Oh, my God. Monica will never forget the day he was doing that. This. What do they call that stuff where you're standing on the surfboard but you're not surfing, you're going through the water?
No.
I have no clue. Wakeboarding?
Maybe. No, because wakeboarding is still, this is just.
I don't know what they call it. They call it rut.
Yeah, Monica will never give up because you didn't see it as much as you saw the shadow, and the shadow was he was rutting at the time.
Yes. Okay, so Chrissy Teigen, she admits that she has breast implants.
I did not know that.
You didn't know?
No.
Oh. Well, I mean, but she said that she wants them out, but she feels like she doesn't want to go through the risk
the
of
process
surgery.
Of removing them.
Yeah. And also she says that she doesn't want to feel like, okay, I'm going for this surgery that I don't necessarily need and then risk, you know.
Yeah.
There's always a risk to any surgery.
There is always a risk. I do think, especially where your head starts to change, is once you have kids.
Yeah.
And you start thinking about that is, oh, yeah, it would have been nice to, in either direction, go up or go down.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And she
but
got the
it's
implants.
An elective surgery.
Yeah. And I mean, she got the implants when she was 20.
Okay.
And so.
I guess that's why I never really noticed because it's just.
Yeah, they've always been there.
It's always been there.
And she seems like, you know, she seems proportionate to her curves.
There's
and everything.
A lot of enhancements. People you pay. Is that now you have money, you can pay for whatever you want.
Yeah.
And so, but you know, she hangs out with Kim K and Kanye a lot. And Kanye, with his mom passing away due to elective surgery, then.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that has something to do with
Kanye's mom was like a facelift or a tummy tuck or something like that.
I think it was a tummy tuck she went for and. That was it.
It's just, I mean, there's always a risk of some kind. Yeah. So then you start saying, well, you know, whatever. We're good to go.
And yeah.
Good, so,
she does look good.
Yeah, you're good to go. Coming up, we have a brand new birthday scam, Murder on the Bachelor. Then we're talking about parenting. Half of parents say this is just too stressful. And I think you need to stop whining because I think you do. You have this easier stressful. Than you've ever had before. That's on the way. Blow your mind. Half of parents are just being babies.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
That's what I got in Blow Your Mind. Because I get it. There are things now that it's much harder to be a parent. I don't think there's some things that are much easier to be a parent. So quit your whining.
Well, these people have a reason to whine because they were accidentally arrested.
Yeah.
I'm always afraid of that.
I'm afraid of accidentally going to jail.
Yeah. They shouldn't have been arrested, but they were.
Yeah, that's a fear of mine, too. Oh, well, I wanted to change it up, and I have a new challenge.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
You can do this on TikTok or something.
No, oh, don't. Boy. Probably give you a concussion or a seizure or something like the Skullbreaker challenge. All right. You know, it does. When you talk about parenting, there are so many things that are challenging now, like having to deal with social media. Mm-hmm. Some of our parents never had to deal with. This, half of parents say blank is too stressful. Is it A, finding shows their kids can agree on, B, dinner, or C, going on car trips with the children?
Car trips with the children.
Dinner.
And C.
Antoine, you're correct. And I'm going to tell you right now, you be quiet. That is one of the things that with technology, one of the single easiest ways to deal with your children now is on car trips or plane trips or whatever. Because you give them the iPad and you walk away.
They're focused.
That's it.
That, yeah. Watch a movie.
And yes, they might get bored at some time or they might be moderately annoyed by something. But man, when you had to like play games with the kids and keep them occupied for 8 hours on your way to Tallahassee.
I Spy. Oh, that's a long game.
Gosh. Oh my God.
I Spy is the worst one.
Yep. Man.
I can't spy it anymore. It moved.
I know. So to say that, I don't think so. I believe it's actually harder to find shows your kids can agree on. That one's way harder.
Yeah, that is very difficult.
That's true.
You got access to every show and every movie on earth. I feel like I've used them all up because I've only found three that my children will agree on.
Well, congratulations on those three.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Detroit. All right. These cops accidentally arrested who?
You know, I got to be honest. In addition to being afraid of being accidentally arrested, in my mind, it would happen to me in Detroit.
In Detroit.
I just, it would.
All right. Did they accidentally arrest A, their own parents, B, their own kids, or C, their own coworkers? Who did they accidentally
arrest? Kids or coworkers.
All
right. I'm on coworkers.
You're going coworkers?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with parents. Parents.
All right. Well, Michael, you would be right. It'd be coworkers.
Grant was off duty.
No, they were. Everybody was on duty. It was the cops were undercover drug dealers.
Okay.
Oh.
They arrested some people that came and bought drugs from them, who were undercover cops pretending to be drug buyers.
Were they authorized ahead of time?
Yes.
So they didn't know.
Yes, they were all in the same department.
Gotcha. So there was the undercover buyers and the undercover sellers, and they accidentally bought
ran into each other. And I guess the department's so big they'd never met, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Well, you would think so. You'd be like, you're under arrest.
Wow.
Like, Randy? What do you mean I'm under arrest?
Come on, Charles. The police chief said this is the most embarrassing thing that ever happened in the department.
Okay, look, all the things that have happened in Detroit, that's the most embarrassing one.
That's how friendships start.
You remember that day you arrested me.
I tried to buy crack from you and you tried to sell crack to me. I remember that, yeah.
All right, well, I have a new challenge involving what? A, lipstick. B, a ferret. C, a can of cherries.
I'm going lipstick.
I have no idea why, but I'm going with a can of cherries.
A can of cherries? Yep. Zach, you are wrong. It's a lipstick. So they have the lipstick challenge where now you're supposed to like take a take some lipstick.
Like a tube or something?
Yeah, and put it on your collarbone and you have to balance it. So that's the new stupid challenge. And people are actually really upset by this challenge because if you're really thin, then it's easy, so they think that it's encouraging people to, you know.
Because you have achieved such a high status symbol, if you can balance a tube of lipstick on your collarbone.
It's hard to do.
I'm glad you said that next part, because I was about to ask if you could do it, but now I don't feel comfortable asking if you could do it based off of that follow-up.
But yeah, Antoine, it's how I got hired here. Balance this lipstick on your collarbone. Okay.
You're hired.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but apparently some musician in Japan, she did it.
See, I thought it was going to be something like the lipstick challenge, where you had to draw a little lip mark or hickey or something on your neck and try to mess it, and then see if anyone would point it out to you.
The lipstick
A fake hickey.
Yeah. It's a balancing challenge is all that one is. Coming up, we got the backwards game. If you miss it, Taco Tuesday will never sound the same.
Viral.
It's a cute story. I got
I have some questions, but it's also, it's a cute story.
Okay.
They were best friends for 17 years.
Aww.
Ever since they were kids. And it was all like, hey, it's like we're sisters. And then they found out they, well, they were. They were, in fact, sisters.
I heard about them, yeah.
You heard, you saw this story?
Yeah.
I just, the dad, I feel like he knew, and he's playing dumb.
I think he did too.
I always looked up to Ashley as if she was a big sister. We always heard, oh, y'all look just alike.
She asked me about if I knew Ashley's mother. And I said, oh, yeah, I remember Michelle. And I was trying to figure out where we were going at with this. You couldn't have told me in a million years that this beautiful young lady was my daughter. She's always been like a daughter to me for the last 17 years.
Right, because she was.
Because he knew.
Because he knew.
He knew.
Is that what
I heard about the story, and I'm like, okay, he knew. And he's like, oh. I remember her. Your mom? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of know her.
You know.
Yeah, cuz they're right around, they're close to the same age.
I know.
Wild nights.
Sitting there playing dumb going, hey, oh, yeah, your mom? Yeah, I think I remember her. You did a little bit more than that. You remember.
Yeah, she lived right across the street.
It
was a random, situation.
So I thought it was a cute story, but
cute.
I also thought he was lying.
Yeah.
I totally thought that. Let's see. Britney Spears' kid was trending most viral because he went on Instagram Live. This is what it is. It don't matter how rich and famous you are. When they're 13 years old, you can't stop them from doing anything. Start opening their mouths. And he starts taking questions on Instagram Live.
Okay.
He's getting in all this trouble. He's saying that his mom's done with music.
Actually, I haven't seen her doing a lot of music at all. I remember one time I asked her, "What, Mom, what happened to your music?" And she was like, "I don't know, honey. I think I might just quit it." I'm like, "What? What are you saying? Like, do you know how much bank you make off of that stuff? Like, God.
You know how much bank you make?
Bank?
Love kids. Yeah.
I
love kids.
Every 13 and 14-year-old kid sounds like Justin Bieber. You know? It's totally true. This is a great question because it's a great follow-up to it. He starts talking about his dad because someone says, are you going to get in trouble for doing this?
Will you get in trouble for doing this? No. I mean, my dad doesn't care. I have the best dad ever. My dad's literally Jesus.
Your dad is literally Kevin Federline, and you're in trouble because Kevin... K-Fed got mad, mad, because I guess this happened at his house, and he put out a statement that this ain't never going to happen again. I am sorry. Doesn't matter. You can have all the money in the world.
Still got in trouble.
I know, you still get in trouble. This is kind of a cool story. There's this teacher. He's gone viral on TikTok. I think it was something like 5 million views. And I guess it's because sometimes he'll let kids sleep in class and other things, but he has a whole reason behind it. And I'm not sure, you know, what kind of neighborhood he teaches in and stuff, but he does talk about what it's his job to be a teacher.
Sometimes the nicest thing a teacher can do for a student is let them come in, lay their head down and go to sleep. And here's a perfect example. I've got a student who came into class today and he was visibly upset. You could tell something was wrong. So almost as soon as class starts, his buddy comes up to me and says, "Hey, be easy on this guy today. His grandfather died last night." So we were taking a really big test. I passed him out to all the students and everybody's got theirs. And then I go back to my desk and I write a little post-it note. I walk it over to this guy and I stick it to his test. And it basically just says, "I'm sorry for your loss. I'm praying for you. You already have a 100 on this test. Don't even worry about it. Just turn it in." I don't say that to brag and I don't say that to build myself up. I say that because sometimes as teachers, our tests are not as important as a student's personal life. And we all need to recognize that, students and teachers both.
So, you know,
nice.
Yeah,
nice. I like it. Something right there.
Yeah,
sometimes
love it.
I need a little help.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.